Television viewers, rejoice. You are soon to be bombarded with fewer ads. Fox Networks Group has announced that it's looking to reduce ad time to 2 minutes per hour by 2020. Joining us to explain this unexpected development is Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what's going on here?
So Fox Networks Group has started to reduce its ad time on its on-demand programming, and now it wants to roll it out. This is a goal, to roll it out by 2020 to the Fox Broadcasting Network, where you see shows like Empire, sports channels, and cable channels like FX.
Shorten the ad time. We talked to you recently about Fox's experiments with six-second ads. Is this all part of the same idea?
It is. And basically what they're trying to do is make traditional TV more like digital TV, because that's where the young viewers are. And so what they're doing is trying to move more toward what they call snackable content, which is long enough to get your point across, but not so long as to be annoying.
But trying to get people, basically, even though we have now a world of many places to get your media, to stick with television?
Right, because they're migrating away. And the erosion, what they're trying to do is not increase viewers. They're trying to stop the erosion as much as possible. And they seem to think that advertising is the roadblock for them. So they're trying to eliminate as much as possible.
Is anyone else moving in this direction?
NBC Universal has said it's going to cut ad time on 50 programs, original primetime programs in the fall. So they're looking to do this as well. Whether the economics work or not is a good question.
What about the economics of this, John? Last year, the average amount of ad time on broadcast TV was about 13 minutes. It was 16 minutes on cable. How do you even get that down to 2 minutes and still make money?
Well, it's going to be hard. I mean, they're never going to replicate the revenue they get from ads now. Empire, for instance, has 10.5 minutes worth of advertising and pulls in about $6.5 million for each program. So they're not going to be able to get that from two 30-second or 60-second ads. What they're going to do is going to be a lot more program integration, which is where basically the product becomes part of the plot. Or there'll be the kind of double boxes we saw during the Olympics, where the program and the ad run side by side. There's going to be sponsorships. They're going to look to alternate sources of revenue. And they're going to charge more for the ads because it's going to be the economics of scarcity.
How's the ad industry reacting to this?
The ad industry reaction, no surprise, is decidedly mixed, because they're used to the traditional model. The experiments that the networks are going to be doing are going to be expensive. For instance, Empire, again, Pepsi had in 2015 had a lot of product integration into one of the programs, followed it up with a music video starring one of the characters from Empire. I mean, that's really costly. It's effective, but it's not traditional advertising, but it's really costly, and you can't do that on a regular basis. That's sort of a one-off kind of thing.
When you have news like this, how do you teach students about advertising?
Well, you teach them all the alternative ways that advertisers are trying to reach their reach consumers. So there's a lot of native advertising out there, which is advertising that looks like the editorial content around it, sort of ads in sheep's clothing. They're looking for alternative ways to reach consumers with their message in the most accessible way possible.
That's John Carroll, Here and Now media analyst and a journalism professor at Boston University. We've got a link to his Campaign Outsider blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thanks.
Thank you.